Good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, December 13th, 2016. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here on UCY.TV. Happy Tuesday, everyone. It is 34 degrees and actually kind of sunny here today in upstate New York. So where do we leave off yesterday? We titled the show Healthcare Singularity. Vocal Diagnostics, Dr. Smartphone, there's that Dr. Smartphone again, and the brain. And I know we deal with a lot of different technologies that are coming very quickly to our not-too-distant future, and they are all going to be disruptive technologies. One of the things that we've discovered in our research is that they are planning on utilizing with this 21st Century Cures Act that is on Obama's desk to be inked today, that they are utilizing healthcare as a dangling carrot to get in the back door, get some sort of 21st century technology inside of you to continue their research on longevity medicine, to continue their research on merging man with machine, to continue their research on turning us into a node on the Internet of Everything. And I know it sounds crazy, little nanobots in your blood. Actually, I saw those mentioned now twice in a few stories over the last few days in a mainstream publication, like, oh, it's going to be so wonderful. The scary fact of the matter is, we are version 1.0, and that's why this is so amazing, because they are spending taxpayer dollars in the name of precision medicine, in the name of 21st Century Cures Act. I think we read it was $6.3 billion of taxpayer funding that's going to go into this, and of course it's going to cure all of your diseases. It's going to allow Nana to live forever. It's going to cure little Johnny's leukemia in utero. I mean, things have gotten to the point, discussed this so many times, like as of January 2016, the big ethics debate that we were looking at was whether or not a self-driving car should slam you into a wall and kill the driver, or careen down the sidewalk and kill potentially a bunch of pedestrians. And here we are at the very end of 2016 now, ready to roll into the new world of medicine. They said they wanted this inked before the beginning of 2017. They're all rubbing their hands. All of Congress has invested. They greased up those palms. They reached across the aisle. They put on those evil grins and shook hands, passed it with flying colors. So now, 21st Century Cures Act is on Obama's desk. It's going to be inked today. He's put his support behind it. You know, one of the ways that we have been breaking down some of these technologies, because this is the merging of man and machine, we've been breaking them down by body part, kind of, or technology. And yesterday, I'd been promising since last week, spent a lot of time on AI last week, but yesterday I promised we were going to start digging into the brain. We spent some time looking at some of these new applications that we predicted would be coming faster than we could imagine, and I think we read about five or six different ones yesterday that are already out there, and new ones more to come every single day. They are discovering, so on Scientific American, that they've discovered that not only can they diagnose different mental ailments such as depression and PTSD, bipolar disorder, but also things such as if you have a health problem, like a problem with your heart and other things. And they have found ways utilizing artificial intelligence, building that with an algorithm of some kind, back-ending to a database. Remember, they have this All of Us program, formerly known as the Precision Medicine Initiative Cohort Program, where they've gotten everyone to feel like they are going to be a part of curing you, Nana, our future. So things can progress along, reduce costs, make you healthier, and allow them to monitor your health real time, just like we're used to. Instant gratification, that dangling carrot, using our devices, soon to be wearables, and eventually swallowables, to be able to monitor your vital signs with biosensors, right? That's the other big field. I'm telling you, it is an orgy for investment right now. I know I keep saying that, but this is the next wave, and it is you, me, Nana, and Johnny that are all going to be making these guys bazillions of dollars because they took a big fat eraser and erased all that money that they were shelling out on a yearly basis for lab experimentation on animals. They even talked about that they're going to be going direct to consumer now as part of clinical trials. You know, if you want it bad enough, you're going to put your hand out there. And we found out, to add insult to injury, these new clinical trials, quote unquote, 21st century medicine, aren't going to be free clinical trials because you're a part of the research, aren't going to be where they're even going to pay you. Like I said, when I was in college, they used to have ads in the school paper all the time looking for psychology experiment participants. You know, I don't know. I never participated in one. I waited tables, but some of my friends did. And they said they were dumb. They just asked them questions or pushed buttons or whatever. And they would pay them for their participation. Oh, no, but the 21st Century Cures Act. We were reading yesterday that participants in this program, the clinical trialees, the little guinea pigs that are bipedal. That's us. That's little Johnny and Nana. We have to shell out our own cash on top of the $6.3 billion plus, I don't know how many bazillions being spent on the Precision Medicine Initiative, taxpayer dollars to pay for all this. So we no longer have ethics, apparently, ethical issues with experimentation on humans. If it's all in the name of living forever, of being able to manipulate life and make you younger, monitor your vital signs for the second anything goes awry, and then dispatch some sort of smart medication. And I was reading something the other day about the future of little nanorobotic surgeons. So that's even worse than drug delivery vehicles. Anyway, so the end result of this is we have been sold lock, stock, and barrel to the mad scientists. And this 2017 on forward is going to be Kurzweil's wet dream. We've seen that there have been a bunch of people that have moved over to Google, moved in and then out even of Google. Regina Duggan, she was the electronic tattoo lady and the swallowable token, the wearables with Levi's person. She's now over at Facebook. Facebook is working on their own mad science experiments. But we have Kurzweil. We have DARPA Dan. So DARPA Dan took Regina Duggan's place as the official DARPA scary face. But we also had Tommy Insel. Tommy Insel went to the Alphabet Verily division that focuses on life sciences. That's also where they were doing some work on those nanobots initially. We read in an interview at one time with Kurzweil. But Tommy Insel is over at Verily. Tommy Insel wants to be able to cure mental disease. Like I said, as we've been reading about all these applications based on algorithms and artificial intelligence that can diagnose you just by the sound of your voice, diagnose whether or not you have mental disease, diagnose where you lie on that spectrum disorder. Remember, they had announced last year, maybe it was even the year before, that mental illness is a spectrum of illnesses. And I actually would tend to agree with that. I mean, I do understand where people like Tommy Insel are coming out saying, hey, you know, we have these DSMs, this diagnostic, I think it's statistical manual. I think they're up to number 4 or 5. 5 is the newer one now, where they are able to take a look at the mental disorder, find some description of symptoms in a book, and go down to the bottom to see which drug the sponsored publisher, because a lot of those are published by the drug companies, if I'm not mistaken, recommends, and then give them some pills to pop. Tommy Insel wanted to do away with that. Tommy Insel wanted to be able to find other ways to cure your disease. And as we've been digging deeper into some of these technologies that are coming, you know, we looked at another Obama initiative that more bazillions of dollars are being spent on, not just here in the United States, but globally, sprinkle funding everywhere, and all the universities and the private labs, hospitals. They're doing brain research. This is this brain initiative, brain project. There's also the Connectome project for mapping all the neurons. As big as the genome project was for the 20th century, this brain project is going to be for the 21st, says Obama. Even Georgie Porgy Church is involved. I know we ran across that one time too, and that made me a little unnerved, considering Georgie Porgy Church is one of the big boys in the CRISPR realm. Georgie Porgy Church is also the one who called the meeting at Harvard with 150 scientists in secret about creating the synthetic human genome. That Georgie Church. I see Cylons in our future with Georgie Church. But, you know, they're working on all this brain research. Of course, it's to cure PTSD, to cure Alzheimer's and dementia. It's to allow us to maintain our memories, or we found in some of the DARPA research, get rid of our traumatic memories. It's in the name of trying to crack all those secrets. We also read some stories a while back about them being able to literally suck dream images out of your head, and now even potentially your thoughts. And when we looked at some of the other stuff AI was doing, AI was learning on its own. That was Google's translator service, teaching itself a third language to be able to translate between two languages that it didn't already know. And AI's also been able to scan faces using a camera and detect things such as micro expressions to determine if you're lying or hiding any information. Or in the case of that Israeli company, scan your face and determine whether or not you have genetic traits that could predispose you, statistically speaking, of course, the information that they've garnered in their database, to being a criminal, a terrorist, a poker player, or have a high IQ. So let's take a look now. And what is being said about the 21st Century Cures Act? Since it is ready to be inked today, 21st Century Cures is a Christmas miracle. Or I'm saying, it is not a Christmas miracle. This is the Christmas nightmare, just like they like to do right around the holidays when people are bubbly and drinking bubbly and all doped up on that dopamine of shopping, not paying attention. They're over there at the mall. Yes, it is a Christmas miracle, and it's a Christmas miracle for Congress's paycheck. I can guarantee you that. Senator Lamar Alexander says that the measure will fund medical innovation as well as opioid addiction treatment while ensuring safety. Now, this whole addiction component, I haven't actually talked about yet, and that might be for another show this week. Maybe I can dig up some stories. I've read three or four now. There's a big addiction component that has been spun up as a part of this 21st century cure, is being able, you know, they already know in the brain where addiction happens. And guess what? Beep, beep, it's the dopamine button. You know, that dopamine that is released when we play with our devices, that increase in heart rate that we get when we hear our phone go ding, when a message arrives. The feeling of euphoria when you know you're going to get something you really want. And if you're an addict, it's the anticipation of getting that next fix as someone hands you that pack of cigarettes because you were quitting and you were jonesing. As someone brews a fresh pot of coffee, oh, you know that smell when you get up in the morning? It's like walking into a coffee shop or pulling up to the drive-thru and they open the window and it wafts into your car. That feeling, you know, it's a rush of adrenaline. We found also dopamine is induced with other things such as sex, sugar, high fructose corn syrup, cocaine, gambling, electronic devices, video games. And it has been used just like they used to use cheese in a maze to get those little mousies to do what they want them to do, to train them to go through that labyrinth to get the other side and hit the bell. They are using dopamine to do the same thing to us. You know, yesterday on Mondays, I try to build our programming so each night kind of has its own flavor. Monday nights, Monday nights are special because Monday nights I run five or six shows that run over the weekends, and the weekends got a lot of shows. I mean, from first thing in the morning all the way until midnight, there is new programming that is being aired every weekend. It's like go to UCY University, which, you know, there is one, by the way. There's a UCY Cyprus, I think it's called, but it's a university in Cyprus. I didn't know that until I started searching UCY on Google. But anyway, it's like a university, and I totally understand that people cannot be sitting in front of the computer or have their cell phone on 24/7, especially for 48 straight hours, and you reach a point of complete brain saturation. But I do try to get in and out. I do try to catch all the shows if I possibly can throughout the week. So on Mondays, I take four or five shows that air over the weekend that all have similar research that's presented within them, different facets of our geopolitical history globally. And we re-air them again on Monday night. And I was able yesterday to catch the entire evening. I had it on while I was doing other things. I did some painting and whatever, so I had some quiet time. And I listened from 6 p.m. until midnight last night. So a whole 6 hours, I was able to catch most of everything that was on. And even the one after that at 1 o'clock. But I got to tell you guys, it painted such a picture that if you were any type of victim of this distraction and dopamine dangling American brainwashed public, yesterday's programming would have given you at least one thread from that taggy sweater that's all around us. All you got to do is pull on one thread. Once you pull that one thread, it doesn't end. But just one thread, and you would have said, holy crap, I've been duped. I've been lied to. What else have I been lied to about? And that's where this whole 21st Century Cures Act is all about, putting that last nail into the coffin. This is about taking over our faculties, people. This is about taking over our bodies and our minds and our environments and our jobs and our governments. And if we ever get there, I got three stories about after this election. Everything's blamed on this fake news in the election. So now we got to come up with a better way. Humans are too swayed by their emotions. Remember, we've talked about that. I mentioned that again yesterday. AI isn't affected by emotions. And they know that because of all the brain research they've done, and they've figured out how to push those chemical buttons to manipulate moods. You know, if you go way too one way or the other, Johnny, you're on that spectrum of mental illness. So I don't want to see you too happy. I don't want to see you too sad. I want to see you operating within parameters. If you have a problem with that, well, doop. Take this little nanobody. He'll take care of everything and keep you operating within the spectrum that's acceptable. I mean, guys, the world is coming to this. It seems very hard to believe it. Some days I literally have to do a pinch of myself. Some days it even feels like we are in a science fiction movie. I mean, I wonder, I'm like, you know, what happened to my old life? My old life was just so beyond different from what I'm doing right now. My old life was being a brainwashed victim to all of this. My old life was selling this machine to people like you, to building the infrastructure that allowed this to get to where it is now. You know, we're going back 20, 25 years. That my bare hands were in all those toxic chemicals inside of electronic components, putting things together to see what would happen. This disturbs me to my core. And I know sometimes you guys think I must be obsessive about this stuff, but I think that this has to be probably the biggest issue facing humanity right now, is this ultimate takeover by these global lunatics who have no issue at all anymore with human experimentation, all in the name of making a bazillion dollars and being able to control it all. That's what it comes down to, as an endpoint on the internet of everything. All right, I am so off topic. It was 24 minutes of rambling. Let's read some of these stories now that are going to make your hackles stand up. 21st Century Cures is a Christmas miracle. Last week, Congress and President Obama delivered a Christmas miracle called 21st Century Cures that will help improve the health of virtually every Tennessean. Now, this is a publication out of Tennessee called The Tennessean, but there's another article that says, oh, of every American, this $6.3 billion bipartisan hand sliding together law will help us find cures for cancer. Of course, it's all about that dangling cancer carrot. Fight opioid addiction. And like I said, it's that addiction, that dopamine button, being able to flip that switch on and off. That was a lot of DARPA research went into that. As well as, and listen to this, treat mental illness. Ding, ding. And better understand the brain to prevent diseases like, of course, Alzheimer's. Guys, they got $6.3 billion to put legions of cancer nanobots in your blood, push your dopamine button, treat your mental illness of fake news on a spectrum, and control your brain. This will help take advantage of this remarkable time in biomedical innovation, spurring treatments and cures from cancer to rare pediatric diseases, as well as help those treatments and cures more efficiently into medicine cabinets and doctors' offices and doctor smartphone, while, of course, maintaining our gold standard of safety. Well, yeah, of course they had to say that in the press release. We found out this is inject and see, is what one of the titles were the other day. And this is research and development given away for free to biopharma. The president said that this bipartisan legislation was, quote, an opportunity to save lives. Yes, it's all about accelerating getting this untested medicine, these untested cures into the hands of the people, as well as an opportunity that we just cannot miss. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called it the most important legislation Congress will pass this year. Working with the senior Democrat, Patty Murphy, there were 12 hearings, there were 5 working groups, and they passed 19 pieces of bipartisan legislation that formed many of the policies in this bill. And working with their counterparts on the House Health Committee, Chairman Fred Upton, Republican of Michigan, he's in that Twinkie 21st Century Cures propaganda video, as well as Democrats Frank Pallone and Diana Jeannette of Colorado. They put together a surge of funding, yes, $6.3 billion of taxpayer dollars, to help make dramatic strides in cancer treatment, to help our advancement in the understanding of the brain and Alzheimer's, and to help achieve the promise of precision medicine and specific individualized treatments, ding, ding, tailored to each person's unique genome and environment. Guys, get your DNA in our database if you're going to get healthcare of the future. And then we'll just put some biosensors in your environment and make sure you're not too hot, not too cold, not getting angry, Johnny. We can see it in your face. That left eye is starting to twitch. Calm down now, Johnny. Psst. Here comes the happy spray. I mean, when my brain has a tendency, when it relaxes, to kind of just go down tangents and think about the potentials. And I have to tell you, I don't see any of those hallways that makes me want to run down one. I mean, except for maybe, like I've said before, getting into my cave with a kitten. That's about the only place I want to be right now. Anyway, Dr. Francis Collins, the head of the National Institute of Health, has made bold predictions about the breathtaking advances to expect within this next decade for medical research. There's an artificial pancreas to treat diabetes, a vaccine for HIV/AIDS, they're already testing that on people, by the way, as well as Zika, and both of those, a universal flu vaccine, ding, ding, ding. Remember I told you, we were told about that. The class I took that was sponsored by FEMA back in 2006, it's called the Blue Angel Program. It was being developed with genetically modified tobacco in a laboratory at Texas A&M with DARPA-funded money. And now they have even created their shape-shifting immune system, their genetic therapy, to allow your body to protect itself against any type of pathogen, known or unknown, and be able to morph itself on the fly. Trust me, that is in our not-too-distant future. It's probably already part of that Project BioShield stockpile for emergencies. They also are working on developing non-addictive pain medication, a heart built from a patient's own cells. We talked about that. That was those iPS pluripotent stem cells. And they got mini brain balls, too. And early detection or even prevention of Alzheimer's. And, you know, that reminds me. I don't know if I ever added that story to my mix, but I thought I posted something last week about preventative psychosis, some new project like pre-psychosis, being able to diagnose you based on cues before you've even had some sort of quote unquote illness. Well, I guess I'm not going to do that because that page is spinning, but we'll find that one maybe tomorrow. Especially important, of course, for Tennessee, since this is from the Tennessean. The bill will provide $1 billion in grants to states to help fight the opioid crisis. Now, wait. The opioid crisis that was caused from us guarding the poppy fields in Afghanistan all these years. So let's now just dump $1 billion into companies that we can all invest in as part of Congress. We can insider trade and make us more money. And this is just, it's beyond disturbing. These guys are, they ripped all the fixtures off the walls. Now they're pulling out the copper pipe and the wiring. And guys, this has got to stop. We are being sold lock, stock, and barrel. Everything, every piece of our sovereignty is being sold to a global control structure, and they are going to utilize medicine to get it into every single one of us. Obama's executive order about global health security and us planting a flag as being the ones that are going to be able to respond, especially for those countries that, you know, don't have any way to resist. It'll be our new form of imperialism, and we're going to take these 21st century cures, these merging of man and machine, these biosensors, these nanobots in your blood, these being able to pre-crime people, tools, and smartphone apps, as we are hoping that 5G satellite internet is going to get another 1 billion people in Africa on so they can talk into their voice box. Talk into their squawk box, that's what they used to call them, and be diagnosed. I mean, this is just beyond believable. But it's being inked, guys. It also takes a significant step to help more Americans take advantage of regenerative medicine, which Mayo Clinic has described as a, quote, game-changing area of medicine that has the potential to fully heal damaged tissues and organs. I think that is probably, I mean, there's a lot of different types of, quote, unquote, regenerative medicine, but one of the ones, like we've said before, that I would be the most apt to maybe make myself a guinea pig for in my days of desperation in the future would be some stem cell therapy that they've created out of my own adult skin cells on my hand to turn into a little mix of a chemical cocktail and a petri dish. And they can make those into stem cells for any of your body parts. They've had a lot of success with lots of different things. But this new law will also help the 1 in 5 adults in this country who seem to suffer from mental illness get the treatment they need by making our largest reforms to major mental health programs in a decade. Ding, 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 ding. This should be causing everybody's alarm bells to be sounding the tornado siren, because that's what's coming. They are going after Dr. Smartphone, who does it better than the psychiatrist and who can detect very minuscule changes in your inflection and your voice, be able to analyze those with an algorithm, database the results, and then plot you to see whether or not your mental state is operating within parameters. And if you're one of those people that believes in fake news, if you're one of those people that has nasty thoughts, you might be one of those people that's targeted for fixing, quote unquote, fixing in their image to make you all better, Johnny. We need you to be a productive member of society and to toe the populist line. It also takes a significant step, I read this one, to help more Americans get regenerative medicine. Remember, CRISPR is another type of regenerative medicine. I actually saw a few stories that Pen Yu, I don't know if that one's still up here, Pen Yu had been talking about CRISPRing humans, and they were trying to get a clinical trial that was going to happen in December, and I still have not seen any information about that, but we did see that they have been working on CRISPRing human embryos in China already. We have that DARPA shape-shifting immune system as a gene therapy as well that they want to start testing. And all kinds of T-cell CRISPRing, genetic disease CRISPRing that they want to be able to now roll out to help rare genetic disorders, of course, in you and all of your relatives. 21st century cures will modernize the Food and Drug Administration. And while biomedical research is making today one of the most exciting times ever in the field of medicine, our federal review and approval process just takes too long and costs too much. Ding, 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 ding. Get out the big eraser. Erase all that money you have to pay for R&D to even be considered by the FDA. And let's just go direct to consumer. Get the dead and dying to pay for it. The desperate and dying to pay for it. Get our case study if it all works out. And if not, well, your name will go down in history as one of those brave few who stepped right up for the good of all humanity. You guys, this is so devious. This is the big lie. I am certain of it. This is those who are in charge deeming themselves as now gods. They are going to eventually create life in their own image from scratch, the DARPA lady. We are going to terraform Mars. They're going to be able to splice and dice genes from all the different life forms that they've databased the genome and create life on the fly. Good old Georgie Church, synthetic human genome. Not only are we going to utilize ATCG, but don't forget, they created a synthetic sequence of X and Y. They'll be able to add those in to the ATCG and make for the very, very first time ever, never before seen anywhere in the, I would say at least the solar system, probably the universe, a new life form. Guys, that is the definition of God, creating a new life form. But not just CRISPRing. Think about what's transpiring with technology and AI. And being able to reproduce the brain synthetically. That's part of the Connectome project. But there are also, remember, there's two different types of robots. Two different types of development that is happening. There are the nuts and bolts. The robots themselves. And then there's ubiquitous AI that'll live in the cloud. That can be pointed at anything. That'll be the Eye of Sauron. That'll be Skynet. And then the nuts and bolt minions that it can send out to do its bidding. That's what we're talking about here. That's what these people who also want to use 21st century medicine to eventually live forever, to gain immortality, to be able to upload themselves to the machine. See, we're the 1.0s. We're the 2.0s. We're the 3.0s even to perfect it. So it doesn't have a malfunction when we're trying to upload tech billionaire Bill Gates. I'm sure Billy's going to want to be uploaded. Anyway, all these pieces of the 21st century cures will help improve the lives and health of virtually every family. Ding. Yeah, step right up. you're not a part of the database, you are going to be an outcast. You are going to be a terrorist. You need to have your biometrics in the system, all in the name of safety, all in the name of keeping costs down, and all in the name of curing you. So there was another story that came out. It was more of a simple press release. CBS Pittsburgh. President Obama was at 9/11. 9/11 a.m. Interesting. That was about an hour and a half ago. President Obama to sign Congressman Murphy's mental health bill today. Pittsburgh area Congressman Tim Murphy is in Washington today to watch President Obama, so it's not going to be the RoboPen, sign the 21st Century Cures healthcare reform package. Murphy's mental health reform bill is a part of that package. And he told KDKA Morning News that one thing will happen quickly. The appointment now of an assistant secretary of mental health and a substance abuse group to organize our 112 federal agencies that kind of work on mental health, but not very well. It's going to get some organization. Murphy says there's money in the measure to hire more psychologists, and social workers around the country, and more help for parents whose adult children, like the ones who sit in the basement and obsess over fake news, are battling mental illness. Now, I'm not going to say that there is not a crisis out there. Right? I know people who have family members who are adults who have spent many years trying to get these adults into treatment. And if they stop taking their medication or doing whatever they were doing to make them cognizant, they can have some real issues. There are people out there with real issues. But the slippery slope of all of this is, who is defining the parameters that we are going to be gauged upon? Who is defining what is normal and what is not? And if it happens to be the mainstream media, and these very same individuals that all voted on this passing this 21st Century Cures Act in Congress were the very same individuals that are now working on passing that new propaganda act. We should be concerned because they all have investments in these new proposals and technologies that are going to be coming for 2017. It's how they make their investment choices for the new year. And at one point in time, that whole insider trading perk, maybe I'll call it, raised some eyebrows. But Congress itself voted that they were going to kind of allow the courts to look the other way. And it still was going to be allowed kind of in the back door. And we found out, more than half of Congress are now millionaires. And if they know what's coming, and if they can push mental health, and they can push treatment, and they can gauge that right-wingers who don't support the current narrative are mentally ill, they could use that whole lefty paradigm of being able to take anything that's different and turn it into a demonization. We could have some real problems. These are the people that could literally have drone swarms tracking us through any type of terrain, as well as urban. They've been building lots of stuff to deal with urban warfare. as well as networked, as well as smart and autonomous. With AI eyeballs, they all have HD cameras and access to online databases. They may even have some non-lethal weapons. We saw about the grenade launcher, the 12-gauge shotgun for some drones that law enforcement were purchasing. But they could even have lethal weapons. They could even utilize some of these technologies in the future to dose us with some sort of nutraceutical, some sort of newfangled airborne, it's going to be good for you, Johnny, pathogen. I wouldn't put that past them one bit. You know, they've done experimentation. We did a whole show, maybe two, way back, I'd say a year, maybe 2 years ago, looking at our history of human experimentation and some of the horrifying things that have happened in our human history, and especially at the hands of government. Don't think that ever ended. We connected the dots last week to the whole former bio warfare program that then kind of went covert, all in the name of keeping you safe from pathogens with vaccines, but that allowed those pathogens to be tinkered with in the labs. That allowed newfangled technologies and mixing DNA from different species to occur, all in the name of protecting the homelands, all in the name of national security. The shape-shifting immune system is being done, all in the name of global security. And now that they have announced that CRISPR is a WMD, we got Johnny in Mommy's back bedroom with his DIY CRISPR kit, splicing and dicing some new life form. Hey, that stuff could get out. Those pathogens could be dangerous if you don't get our pre-infection treatment. All right, sorry. I went off again. Anyway, Murphy says, back to this mental health bill. There's more money to hire psychiatrists, psychologists, and social workers around the country and help parents whose adult children are battling mental illness. Murphy adds that he is happy that this bill has become a reality. It was a long-fought battle, and boy, I am glad that we finally got here, because there were many days I wasn't sure we were going to get here. So thank goodness. I don't know what time Obama is supposed to ink it, but our whole world is about to turn on its head. So I wanted to take a look to see whether Tommy Incel has made any waves since he moved as the director of the National Institute of Mental Health over to Google's Verily division. I hadn't found too much about him. There was a story, and I don't know where it is. It's like way buried here in all my tabbies of stories. Oh, here it is. About Tommy Incel and asking him why he joined Alphabet. And we read the beginning of this yesterday. He, of course, doesn't think that the DSM is doing due diligence by just subscribing pills. He wants to be able to experiment on the human brain, find out what makes it tick. One of Tommy Incel's most dramatic initiatives as the government's mental health research czar, ding, was to try to throw out the psychiatrist's Bible, i.e. the Diagnostics and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, more affectionately known as the DSM. It bothered Incel, who had been the head of the National Institute of Mental Health in Bethesda, Maryland since 2002. So he's a Bush employee. That unlike AIDS or lymphoma, mental illness is still diagnosed on the basis of clusters of symptoms rather than, quote, any objective laboratory measure such as a biomarker, ding, ding, those biosensors, or a readout. In fact, biological science hasn't had that many successes against depression or schizophrenia, despite another $1.5 billion in taxpayer dollars and grants by the National Institute of Mental Health. And psychiatric drugs haven't improved much in recent decades. Know how those SSRIs that were interacting with the cytochrome P450 enzyme suppression caused by glyphosate, causing people to go apeshit crazy and shoot them up. So now we have a mental health crisis that we can use 21st century cures on. How exciting! And searches for the genetic causes of common forms of mental illnesses haven't yet yielded clear answers either. But don't worry about that, because we have that big All of Us program. We have a large million-person database of DNA that we are running algorithms against, so we'll figure something out at some point in the future. Such scientific frustrations may explain why Incel said that he was going to jump ship and join a subsidiary of Alphabet, a tech conglomerate formed in the restructuring of Google. Alphabet's life sciences unit is already exploring smart contact lenses. We talked about that. Genomics, we talked about that as well. And cancer detection. And Incel notes the obvious. Wealthy tech companies have realized that healthcare is a bigger business. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Bazillions of dollars, people. Then software and gadgets. Well, they're going to make us merge with those softwares and gadgets. It's an amazing 20% of U.S. GDP, only to get bigger. And so it is one they should get into. But he says he also became convinced that a tech approach might be well suited to mental illness thanks to big data being generated by genomics and medical imaging, and also by voice patterns, as well as the promise that personalized technology, i.e. precision medicine, could make healthcare patient-centric and continuous instead of focused on occasional doctor's visits. Yes, they want to monitor you 24/7 and make sure you are operating within parameters. In the future, when we think of the private sector and health research, we may be thinking of Apple and IBM more than Lilly and Pfizer, says Incel. And we are not envisioning yet another app for managing diabetes or heart disease. Rather, he thinks that ding, 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 smartphones could collect biomarkers of depression or psychosis via your speech patterns and then dole out psychiatric interventions as well. Remember, I was postulating yesterday that that could be translated in our future as a self-driving car showing up in your driveway with an Atlas bot to bring you in for brain repurposing. We spoke to Incel about his decision to head to Silicon Valley. And I don't know if I want to read this whole interview. Maybe we'll hit this another day because the show, unfortunately, moved a little too fast. But there was another piece to this puzzle that I discovered this morning in searching Tommy Incel. And I must have missed this in August. But August 11, 2016... press release came out, Google spin out to Verily, and that is the Alphabet Life Sciences division, run by Tommy Incel, recruits another top psychologist for its mental health team. Alphabet's Verily has made its latest mental health hire, UC San Francisco's Danielle Schlossler, according to an internal memo obtained by Fast Company. Schlosser, a clinical psychologist, will maintain her affiliation with her former colleagues at UC San Francisco. And the memo states that Schlosser will be working under Tom Insel, the neuroscientist and psychiatrist who formerly led the National Institute of Mental Health until last November. Vera Lee recruited Tom Insel to head up its mental health team, which is exploring new ways to use technology to improve outcomes for people with depression, anxiety, and other mental ailments. Verily has remained tight-lipped on its specific product plans. Of course they have, in mental health. Because if they told you that they're going to get things into us that can manipulate our brain chemicals and surveil us 24/7, nobody would be jumping on board. It's all in the name of curing you. Schlosser's work at UCSF is focused on designing, developing, and investigating neuroscience-informed digital health solutions to improve the lives of people with schizophrenia and depression. So, guys, we have a $6.3 billion investment coming as of today in 21st Century Cures. We are accelerating the pace at which we are going to be able to take direct from biotech to consumer. We have a big fat mental health reform bill that is a part of this package with a big chunk of change to completely reform mental health treatment. We have a brand new assistant secretary of mental health and substance abuse in the federal government. And we have another psychological person joining Google's Verily with Tommy Insel. All right, guys, we'll do some more tomorrow. Have it on Tuesday. I will catch up with you tomorrow.